You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Welcome to a chilly tally stadium here. We're just coming up to shy of 5 minutes of action gone here in the first half. We've seen pretty much, I think, the blueprint of a Galway United away setup so far. It is Carlo Sullivan up top, and then either side of him is Ed McCarthy on the left, Air Devon on the right, and David Hurley just in behind them as a side that shows three changes from the scoreless draw in the Connacht Derby on Monday night. But just to say that, another interception there. I think that, Joseph, that's up about three or four interception so far. Galway in the maroon here in Tala. They're pushing hard. They're aggressive on the football. They're trying to get forward as well. We had half an opportunity, I think the second minute in the game. Dervin, who's been his usual self, full of beans and energy down the right-hand side, broke down the right-hand side. Cross was just a little bit too deep in the end. But United, it is this away set-up victory and shape that we've seen from John Caulfield's side so far. And they look, you know, 5 minutes in, they'll be happy enough the way things have gone so far.
Yeah, look, it's early doors, but it's a blueprint, and just as we see O'Sullivan get in behind once again, that's what United are looking to do.
Nobody in the box though that time, but United have won the first corner of the game, and now the big men will make their way up towards the south stand where the home ultras are in full flow. The banners are going, the chants are going. United do have a pocket of, it's actually got a lot bigger. I think there might have been a few more having a last beverage before they came in there as well. It's certainly the away allocation has doubled in the last couple of months as well. So Connor down towards the right hand side here as David Hurley's out. Team captain Conor McCormack just out having a chat with Ollie Horgan. Of course, John Caulfield still up in the stand here. He is suspended for tonight, and he will be suspended for Friday night's hosting of Derry City as well. Conor McCormack is back in situ, and he will be back in the two-man wall. They've taken the corner short. It's to Hurley. Rolls it back now towards Hurley again, left-hand side. It goes through the back post. It's headed away. Vincent Borden will scamper over to try and retrieve, but he's all alone on the left wing. Steps over the football, finds half a yard, then pokes his cross in. Does it get a deflection? No, it doesn't, and that attack comes to nothing. Disappointment at the end, but you can feel a little bit of oohs and ahs of the home supporters here so far.
Yeah, United are certainly carving out a couple of openings of their own. We saw Dervin had a cross go in after 2 minutes, and then that's another opportunity there. I think it was Slevin at the back post that one was aimed towards, and it wasn't a million miles away from him, and we're just causing Rovers a few problems in the early stages.
Yeah, oh, the one caveat you would say is Sligo put up quite the performance here as well in recent weeks, and ultimately they got thumped to 3-0 in the end, so no point getting too excited just yet. But it has been an impressive start so far. It's the utmost test really for Galway United, back in top flight and back against, we touched on it in the scene set, probably the best club side the country have seen arguably in this generation.
Yeah, I mean, they are ridiculously good, and I suppose, like we said earlier, the one caveat is they're missing a lot of players. That could play to our strengths.
Here's a dangerous man though, Gaffney, on the right-hand side of the area. Killian Bruder gets half a foot on it, doesn't go out for the corner. Now another dangerous man, Burns, back after a spell in England. Oh, he skips past a player, tucks it back. Nugent misses it. A Dervin picks it up on the chest, just inside the area, rolls it out to Nsua, who just drives it around into touch. And that's gone up in the crowd here beside us. I said United has started well, and then in the blink of an eye, half an opportunity, and you can see the scale of Gaffney and Burns there as well.
Yeah, look, we've already seen the key battle, I think, for the game emerge between Alamin Kazim and Dara Burns, and I think that basically undecided the game. That's where Rovers got their goal at the reverse fixture day in DC Park, and I think down that right side for Rovers again is so dangerous, and we're going to see a lot of action down there tonight.
Rovers now building from deep. Lopez in the middle of a back three rolls it out now, and then we were wondering pretty much who would take the left sided role with Darren Cleary out suspended. It appears to be Sean Kavanagh. Carlos Sullivan intercepts it. Dave Hurley gets ahead, and Carlos Sullivan now with a nice little touch just goes past Lopez. Brilliant skill, but then runs out of real estate there. But Carlos Sullivan, it's a typical energetic. He brings a different sort of dynamic than Walshy up top. But you would imagine it's just going to be a question of winning the second half. Walshy and possibly Wazim as well. We're not sure how his fitness is. He's still managing his minutes after missing a good chunk. But good ball out towards Brendan Clark. Vincent Borden takes on his chest, rolls it towards Nsua. Needs to be careful. Borden now, a little bit of nutmeg there, and Nsua follows through with it, and the ball skips away, and somehow United make it down the right hand side with Dervin now. Nsua's gone on the overlap, but Dervin goes for the low ball. Lopez just clears it at ease up towards Clark now. Of course, you remember his brother Darren played for us last season. Back now with Sean Kavanagh, that left centre half position. And the one thing about Rovers, as we see right now, they just roll the ball around from the inside their own box pretty much, and now it's Clark coming forward and Zua stalls them, but they're so brave, they're so comfortable. Stephen Bradley's out there encouraging his side. They will play the ball out of a phone box.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing with confidence though. I mean, at home they've done quite well this season, even when the start of the season their form was a bit patchy, 4 games 2 wins 2 draws. So you know, they do have that confidence going into the game, and you can kind of see that in how they're playing despite, you know, missing a few lads. So yeah, tough battle, I think.
Yeah, and look, the shape is pretty much as you expect really from Rovers, isn't it? 3 at the back, and then everyone pushes up, and there's overloads, long ball over the top towards Green. Green gets ahead in it, backwards it goes, and Sua this time comes across, but he's left foot through, it doesn't really clear, it's been held in by Rovers. This attack is continuing as we come up to just after 10 minutes of action. Another dangerous ball in, and Slevin intercepts it, comes out now towards Clark, left hand side, will he take a shot? He does, but Jervin gets his boot on the way. They're so, so dangerous when they get going.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be all hands on deck there, as another dangerous ball came in from the right, and Jervin did well to get back, and Rovers just pose so much threat, especially from high balls in with Gaffney and Green in the box. And yeah, United do have to be wary of those balls going in.
First corner of the game for the home side will be down to our left hand side. It'll be Clark. They will take it short, rolls it towards the edge of the area. It's picked up over there by Burns. Burns now down the left hand side. That'll suit his left foot. But another left foot is David Hurley, and out for their second corner of the game, keeping United pinned in their area in the last couple of moments. Just Dervin left up top. He's on the halfway line. Kavanagh's gone back to tag him. Everyone else is pretty much inside the United area. They've gone short again, and they've rolled it back. The shot comes in. It's near post. It's Conor McCormack who intercepts the ball and then bellows out instructions at his side. Rovers get the ball back very easy again though. On the right hand side now, they keep some pace. Kavanagh out, pushes it forward up towards Gaffney. Gaffney now rolls it back in field, and there's an overload on the left hand side here. Gaffney's gone deep, trying to do that playmaker role as the two man often does. They recycle and find room on the right hand side again. They love to get crosses in the box. I think they're the most crosses of any team so far, and you can tell why, Joseph, because they push so many hooped shirts deep and wide. There's a line of 4 or 5 pretty much on the edge of the area here as well. It's difficult for United at the moment.
Yeah, and particularly Rory Gaffney as well. He's causing United so many issues, kind of playing a free role, just moving around the forward line and really just giving their defenders a lot of questions to answer. And when you've got Darragh Burns whipping balls into the box, anything can happen. So United just have to be wary, just have to keep an eye on, I think in particular, Rory Gaffney like arriving late. But Aaron Green obviously a threat as well, 6 goals already this year.
Yeah, of course had a spell for us back in the Keegan days, but it was a current goal that Slevin that did well to read him, ushered him out of play. And understandably, Brendan Clark is taking his time. Notice but as well, Joseph, that move there as well. Ollie and McCormack were having a bit of instruction. United win a free after Lopez pulls down Carlo Sullivan, a battle generating there already. But you can tell Ollie's a little bit worried. He's bellowing instructions out at his marshal on the pitch there.
Yeah, look, we do look a little bit tense, I think, when Rovers do get the ball. You know, I think, you know, if you go back to the Shells game, we looked fairly comfortable throughout, whereas there's just a little bit of, I don't want to say panic, but just a bit of nerves, I think, in the
long
early
ball
stages.
Nailed. I'm sorry to intercept you there, Joseph. That one was a corner, a free kick taken short. Hurley got it and swung it in. It wasn't a million miles away from Borden on the right-hand side there as well. Set pieces look so, so important, but they nearly opened the door there.
Yeah, set pieces will be crucial, and just carving out those chances, and also the second balls, you know, we saw that from the corner when we played it short and then put one in. So, yeah, I think we can catch them out. It just, you just have to make sure you sit tight at your own end as well.
Yeah, Ollie was roaring out, work, work, work. You've seen that over the years. United do win the ball back, but look at the press coming on here. Borden has been gobbled up and probably gives away a free there as well. Ollie doesn't like it, but it is a stonewall free there. They swarm in here like a crowd of bees there straight away, don't they?
Yeah, that was Borden on Noonan there, and there's not really any complaints on that. They just press up so quickly, you don't get a minute to breathe. And we played through it well in a couple of occasions, but there are going to be times when we're going to get caught out, so we're just going to have to watch for that.
Nugent from the left-hand side plays it back to his captain, Lopez, just inside his own half. Both managers are pretty energetic. Stephen Bradley, the latest to pull players left, right and centre. United again sitting deep. Just a line of 4 pretty much inside their own half. Lopez goes over that, tries to find room here towards Clark, takes it on the chest. He's starting to run down the left hand side. He has room. Can he get dig out across? He does. It goes towards the back post. Kazim has to be careful because he misses it. It'll be taken up by Burns now, who will recycle. Led McCarthy's putting back some defensive duties, but the cross comes in towards the back post. This could be dangerous. Clark makes a mess of it on the back post. Clark had a lot more time there than he thought. Could have created a lot more troubles to his namesake in the Galway United goal there.
Yeah, no matter what side Rovers have the ball on, their players just queue up at at the back post and are causing problems for United. And I think Clark was probably going for the cutback there, but maybe got caught in two minds as it opened up for him. He had a bit more time than he probably thought he had. But yeah, I wouldn't say a let off for United, but a little bit of a warning sign, I would say.
Yeah, you could say it was a red hit at the 15-minute mark. It is scoreless here in Tala, but you can see the class already. They're missing. You can see their class on the ball, and they're really putting the pressure on. United will really have to dig deep in towards the reservoirs. Warden now flicks the ball on, but it's easily intercepted back there by Trevor Clark, back towards Lopez again. How much football does Lopez get? Look at ECV, and from an international perspective as well, we all saw in the African Cup of Nations, but he's just their commander in the middle of the pitch there, isn't he, at the back?
He is the man. I mean, everything goes through him. Even when they build up from the back, it's always through him it goes. And you know, he's played so much football, and probably at the highest level of nearly anyone in the League of Ireland, so you know, it just goes to show. But what a player for Shamrock Rovers to have in their back line.
Just goes to show, well, you should always open your LinkedIn messages as well, isn't it? That's how he got the call up to Cape Verde. On comes now though, here in Chilitala, it's Nugent up the line towards Clark. Like the brother, is a very skillful and dangerous winger. Now Trevor this time is based on the left hand side, back now towards Kavanagh, again back to Lopez. Of course, United sitting deep. Dave Hurley trying to come forward here, but Kavanagh will roll it down the line, and it's just the quickness of the touches here now from the home side, moving it through there. Coming in, Watts gives it back towards Kavanagh, now towards Nugent on the left hand side. He runs past Ollie Horgan, rolls it down the line towards Clark, and Sue now will have to stop the cross. He doesn't. Slevin does, but it breaks on the edge of the area to Nugent, tries to turn it on the edge of the area. Clark is free, but Nzua does well, reads it out now, but is stuck in his own right back position, trying to beg the ball to go to play. It won't though. He's begging for a nudge. He flicks it up towards Hurley, heavy enough touch, boots it down the line, but there we go. Rovers are just gobbling up the ball. United can't breathe. It's 16 and a half minutes gone. It's scoreless, but those possession stats are, I'd say, high 80s right now.
Yeah, United are getting suffocated, and I think they don't really want the ball in their own box, so just as one fell there to Alamin Kazemi.
Yeah, Kazemi does well, gets a little of a nick here. Burns will be lucky to get away with a yellow card, I would suggest, for this one. It is his first infringement, but it is cynical enough. Kazemi had read it well. I think he's going to get away with the good old fashioned lecture off David Dunn here. I'm not sure what the boos are about from the home supporters. He's probably lucky to get away with it. And I was about to say, there'll be someone having a word here with Jason Moore, the fourth official. It's Ollie having a gentleman's talk out there as well, just sown a seed. Ball is taken quickly. Dervin takes it well, but as a deemed to have come off his hand there as he tried to juggle it on his chest, and that attack comes to nothing. It's taken very, very quickly, and it's just taken back by Watts there to Lopez again. United are pushed forward as they were from that set piece, so try to squeeze from a little bit deeper, but just as I say that, the maroon shirts just drop back a yard or two now, and it is Rovers yet again with Lopez in the middle of his defence. Rolls it back out towards Kavanagh again. Kavanagh now will take the short ball down the line towards Clark. Clark was going for the one down the line, but Nzua reads it. Has to be careful. There's a man on his shoulder. That's Green. And Green picks Nzua's pocket. Now Nugent plays the ball infield towards Watts. Watts quickly spins it over towards the right-hand side. United pulled apart. Gaffney's come deep, as he always does. Chips a low ball in towards the area. Slevin gets a touch away. Breaks towards Nugent. Forced the ball out towards Green. A shot might be better served there. Digs the ball out. Borden heads it away. Not very far. Dervin has to win the header. He does, but it's only as far as Kavanagh. Now Carol O'Sullivan is putting the pressure on. It's rinse and repeat here as we hit 18 minutes. It's just constant bombardment from the home side.
Yeah, there's just no let up, and I think they're moving the ball so quickly just to wear United down and just try and carve out openings, and particularly the way they switch the ball over from left to right, it's just causing United issues. And I think as the half goes on, they'll get further and further tired.
Green now rolls it in towards the area to Clark. Back it comes towards Kavanagh. He's pushed up as a left winger off the shins of Dervin, out for a throw for United. They'll be just grateful for that 20 seconds or so. Ollie is furious there, roaring, I think, at Chris Kelby, trying to get a bit of oxygen in the goalie lungs, but they take it quickly. Beautiful switch of play. This is very, very dangerous. Watts in the area, but Burns takes it off his shoulder. Scuffy's effort in the end, and the United shirts are Ollie's out, roaring. Conor McCormack has his hands out his side, bellowing lads to go around to get into it. It's a bit of a mess out there at the moment.
Yeah, it's tough for United, and I think Rovers just moving the ball so quickly. When the ball does go dead, it's straight back in, and United just need to take this breather now from this goal kick and just try and recompose themselves a little bit, because it's looking a little bit haphazard out there.
Yeah, the scary thing is, Joseph, there's only 90 minutes gone. It is scoreless here in Tala, but the pressure that it's just one-way traffic. I think if you give us a draw now, we'd be straight down out the M50 and down the M4 and 6 as quick as a flash if you could take your hand off it for right now.
Oh, I'd bite your hand off, Jonathan. Yeah, it's one of those games, and you know the tempo will obviously change at times during the match. I don't think Rovers can sustain this for the whole 90 minutes, but neither can United. Something's got to give at some point.
And it's the calmness and the composure by Stephen Bradley's side as they just ping the ball around left, right and centre, trying to pull United apart. As we touched on earlier on, going to have to dig deep in towards the reservoirs. Gaffney's so, so dangerous. He just drops off the front man and he's in that kind of between the line space between the midfield and the striker, and nobody's able to pick him up.
Yeah, he's just moving across the front line, and he usually starts off in that right half space but can move across all the way over to the left at times, and United just don't know how to deal with him at the moment.
So almost looking at the clock constantly. He's 20 minutes gone, it's scoreless. The Rovers come again, and this time for the first time, and Joseph, you nearly give that a fist pump. It's a misplaced pass from Green. There's that usual customary one-touch football that goes astray, and United get a bit of oxygen in the lungs.
Yeah, it's needed for United. I think every little break in play just to regain a bit of breath, a bit of oxygen, and just let things go and slow down. That's the MO for United, I think, for the next while, just to slow things down and get rid of that pressure that Rovers have been putting on them in the early stages.
And to be fair, Nzua read the play there because he took half an acre. Now United on a rare counter-attack. O'Sullivan and the inside right position. Lopez is out putting pressure on him. He needs options. Back to Nzua for the first time. Nzua switches it over and just bombs the ball away because he's under pressure. David Hurley's putting the pressure on Ed Dervin. Manley wins it back, but look at the Rovers shirt and just gobble it up again. Watts up towards Gaffney, and they're going as quick as they can into the pocket of space on the right hand side. Unusually Burns just stalls the occasion, and it's back towards Lopez again. That's the first time in about 10-12 minutes that United even got in towards the Rovers half there.
Yeah, it's one of those, and it was kind of disappointing to see Asua boot it forward when McCarthy was offside anyways. But
I don't think he had any choice though, because there was a man coming on his shoulder and he'd already been pocketed once from the blind side. Either way, it is Rovers again. Out here it comes, quickly move it through the lines is Noonan, but United win it back with Vincent Borden under pressure, scoops the ball away, but look, doesn't even find touch there as well. That is scrappy. United have to be very, very careful. Treat the ball as a friend and all that, not your enemy. Is it just booted away there? They have to be more composed in the football when they get it.
Yeah, that is the thing. I think there have been little flashes nearly just of us using the ball well, but it's been few and far between, so we just need to try and work on that.
Danger here. Nugent out of the area. He's made a mess of it though. Drills it over the bar. Winside from the inside of the boot effort, but just dragged it over the bar. That is a big, big opportunity here on 22 minutes gone. Still scoreless. Ed Dervin is the latest out for instructions here as well, as United try and solve this puzzle that's in front of them. Still see McCormack roaring at his defenders as well. It's not the defender's fault. There's so much movement. But Nugent, free shot, edge of the area. You're expecting him to hit the target at least.
Yeah, look, it's another ball coming over from the right side, just across United's box on the floor this time. And Nugent, he got his angles wrong, but it completely opened up for him just to actually get the shot away. And, you know, he had a free chance at it and probably should have hit the target. But, yeah, I would say that one's a let off for United.
It's a dream start so far from Noel King. They're 2-0 up on Bowes. You can hardly say those words without putting a bit of a smile or scratching your head a bit. Noel King back in Oriel Park. So that is a dream start. 38 minutes gone. And two to the good. There's certainly one way to, I suppose, silence the doubters. There was many of those, even from Dundalk themselves. And it's 1-1 between Drogheda and Sligo Rovers. Shelburne have just gone 1-0 up on St. Pat's as well. So that is the current lay of the land in the First Division. The early game in Ballybofey sees Cork City come a long way down the road with 3 points. They defeated Cork City 2-0. And the only other goal in the First Division sees UCD 1-0 up on Treaty United. Treaty United side started the season so, so well. It's just gone a little bit astray in recent weeks for Tommy Barrett's side. Here, as we look on in Chillitalla, it is 23 and a half minutes gone. It's United hanging on to a scoreless draw at the moment. They do try and get possession. Ball over the top now, and Sullivan's offside as his eyes lit up as he came into the area there. We're relying on little scraps like that. You get excited by little counter-attacks. There hasn't been many of them. I think that's attack number 3.5, perhaps, over the course of the evening, 24 minutes. And it won't be long before we're looking down to our left-hand side again, Joseph.
Yeah, we're just queued up for another Rovers attack here. But all that started from an unforced error, really, from Rory Gaffney, just to play that ball out for a throw-in for United. Asua threw it back in, and United just carved an opening from that. McCarthy tried to play O'Sullivan in behind, but yeah, it was a tight offside, I think. But yeah, it's few and far between, you have to say.
So it is back with the reigning champions. Kavanagh with a beautiful ball out towards Gaffney, but Ed McCarthy in some, I think if you could sum up the game, the opening 24 and a half minutes there, United do well to win the ball but give it away again seconds later, and now they're defending with Burns, the danger man on the right hand side, this time across with his right, goes all the way across the face of goal, it's put back through across the face of the goal by Clark, and Killian Bruder has to put it behind corner number 3 for the home side. But is that switch of play? You used to see Liverpool under Klopp in the early years do that a lot, from one fullback to another, one winger to another. It's not a cross, but it's almost a crossfield pass, and it just cuts United open there.
Yeah, I mean, we saw there that cross that came in from Burns, and he can do it with both feet. Just found Clark at the back post again. That's the second time that's happened, and this time he fared a lot better and got the ball across the box, and now it's a corner for Rovers.
They've gone short the last few occasions. This one looks like it's going to be a direct ball in the box. It's an in-swinger. It's Nzua with a diving header, puts it across the face of the goal. Rob Slevin wins a big header, but it's Gaffney now who chips it in towards the danger. Nzua would head away again, breaks now, a shot ricochets around, who's Clark. Now Wade Dervin gets it, a heavy challenge comes in, and that'll be the first yellow card of the game surely here. Trevor Clark can fly in, and he's booked. He's probably punished a little bit by his teammate earlier on in the game when the challenge on Kazim earlier on, they got away. One of those ones where Dervin, as Richard goes out with the physio bag, he knows he's going to get clattered, but he just has to put his body on the line there.
Yeah, and put his body on the line he did. I mean, Clark, I suppose when you're in that position, you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. He had to make the tackle, but it was a rough one on Dervin. He can't really have any complaints about the yellow. And like you said, there was another cynical foul earlier on in the game as well that probably played into the referee's mind as well. But yeah, Dervin's just down here receiving treatment.
Well, he'll be fine. It's most importantly though, just look at the line of Galway players. There's four of them in front here getting bottles of water, getting words of wisdom. Carlo Sullivan is the latest, getting a little bit of a tactical breakdown here from Ollie Horgan. Chris is out there having a conversation as well. United will milk every last second now out of this Dervin, I won't even say inverted commas, injury.
Yeah, and that's the way of it really. I think when we kind of had those nervy moments, I think there was a spell of 10 or so minutes, it was because Rovers were just, every time the ball went dead, they just got it in, moved it, and moved it so quickly when it did come back into play. And these types of stoppages just do suit United. Every goal kick, every throw in, every injury, you have to make the most of it and just get your breather, get your instructions on board, and just do what you can really to frustrate Rovers for as long as we can.
Say it's another 90 seconds that Rovers don't have the football. That's the way we're looking at it here. It's 27 minutes gone here as the wind starts to pick up a pace. Tell you one thing, Joseph, it is cold here in Tell. I'm glad I put that other layer on. It is a different climate here as well for anyone that hasn't been accustomed to it. Difficult to describe. It was splitting the rocks of the sun in the car park. You come into the stadium and it drops about 10 degrees.
I am frozen.
Yeah, I'd say you haven't been here too many times over the years, have you?
No, I've learned now anyway. I'll know for next time.
You know for next time. Yeah, one of the tricks of the trade, put as many layers as on as you can. And if you aren't sure, put another one on here in Atala. But a beautiful stadium, albeit. The ball is back now, and Rob Slevin just has to dig it down the line. Dervin gets a flick. He's okay. Onto the chest of O'Sullivan. Back now towards Dervin. Now he's here down the right hand side. Clark this time wins it legally, and the ball ricochets out. And it'll be a throw to the home side, deep inside their own left back position. United, I think, will push up over this side of the pitch and try and squeeze in the home side, try and just stem out their possession football out from the back. Brendan Clark is out trying to warm himself up as well, giving the hips a little bit of a wiggle there. It is that type of evening, you gotta move around to get the blood flowing. Carlo Sullivan charges into that ball back towards Kavanagh, out for a goal kick to the home side, and United will have to reset. Will be one taken very quickly, you would imagine. A noticeable difference in attack, I suppose, in timing of the attacks. Understandable. The home side just want to keep this tempo going, trying to charge down United. United out with Hurley trying to charge down the goalkeeper, but they'll play it across the right hand side where Lopez gets it in the right back position up towards Green and that midfield space. Slevin gets a boot into it, but it's back now towards Kavanagh, who volleys a beautiful ball down the line towards Clark. Clark now, it looks like he's going to cross full time. No, slide rule pass down the line where McCormick is into Nugent, and that should have been a free, I thought, out for a corner in the end. Conor McCormick didn't get much of that football, God love him.
No, he arrived at that one a little bit late, I think, and Rovers will take their corner, but yeah, definitely could have been a free kick, just sliding in there, and I think either way, pretty much, same angle, so not too bothered.
Corner number 4, looks like they might potentially go short with this one. That they do. Chip it down the line, now going for the in-swinger. This is a dangerous one, and it is Vincent Borden, gets a big head in the way, but it's one back. far too easy. Said now breaks dangerously in the edge of the area, chips scooped, sort of a pass, eventually finds Gaffney, but he has to reverse backwards, and now United just push them out ever so slightly. Watts now on the edge of the area up towards Gaffney, who's a brilliant hold up play. Now it's tried to be a clearance cross into the box, a stall from United, back now it comes, and the home side are parked deep inside the United benches, about to hit the half an hour mark. Still they keep possession, they switch it to the inside left position. Kavanagh takes a step on the football, goes back towards Lopez. Lopez now just inside the United half, almost intercepted by David Hurley, but he's left a pocket of space. Now Burns will pick it on the right hand side with the left foot. It's a dangerous ball in, of course. Green gets it, the ball bobbles up, it breaks, it ricochets, there's players down in the box. Gaffney is going there, half hearted appeals from the home crowd. It looks like it's one of the United players. It might have been, no, it's not Killian Bruder. It's not one of the centre halves. It's the United. Is it McCormack who got smashed in the process? Or is he being a little bit cynical, perhaps, and streetwise to roll down? He got his body in the way there as Gaffney tried to get at that ball. More time for more conversations as the fourth official is just coming over and making a nuisance of himself for no reason whatsoever. United players trying to get a dash of water on board. Jason Moore has been very particular, shall we say. Clark, though, unusually boots the first time, ball up towards the left-hand side, where McCarthy's surely offside. He is. He questioned the logic of Clark that time. I think he might have been better served waiting another second or two. We've got to the half an hour mark. It's scoreless. Maybe the last couple of moments of the game have just been broken up by those injuries. They're not pinging the ball around at the same pace, but the danger remains a constant threat. And just as I say that, no, United, though, it, Dervin, he might have got a free there, a little bit of a tug on Nugent, and I was about to say we're doing well, and then the ball has gone straight back to the hoops.
Yeah, it's a familiar theme of the game, Jonathan, to be fair. And just to go back to that one on McCormack, between McCormack and Gaffney. Gaffney's movement again causing United so many issues, and Rovers once again have it.
Burns again. Oh, he's left McCormack in a heap. Dangerous. Oh, he went. Burns from the right-hand side. Got it back on his left foot. He'd put Ed McCarthy, should really buy a ticket to go back into the ground after just being put on his backside in the box. Wizardry by Burns on the right hand side, but he made a right mess of the shot in the end. Win for power, tried to blast it from the near side, shall we say, just booted it over the bar, but the skill is a joy to behold.
Yeah, I think Burns had he did send McCarthy for a hot dog there and just tried to pick out the shot when he definitely had better options on, and to go for power and try and curve it into the top corner definitely wasn't the option, but United advance here.
Yeah, it's somehow found his way towards Dervin on the right-hand side. Wasn't intended, but Dervin cuts in field, hits two or three players, so has to go back towards Nsua. Nsua down the line to Board now, right-hand side. He'll have to try and dig out across. He does, but Lopez intercepts it at ease. Recycle back, and then just watch the play there, Joseph. This is just outrageous stuff. They win the ball back, and they're pinging around. Might be half intercepted here by Ed McCarthy. It is. McCormack now over towards the left-hand side. It's just behind Kasim. Kasim takes a shot. It's a bit of a bobbler. First real save of notes for Pools there in the goal. Half an opportunity, and that's probably generous, maybe an eighth or something like down the decimal points, and there took a shot because he couldn't really go any forward because he's going to lose the football.
Hey, look, when I look at the full time report, I'm going to see a shot on target in the 32nd minute, so that's the most important thing. But definitely
you're clutching at straws there, I'll tell you that for nothing.
it's a quarter chance, I would say, for Kazim there, but shot on target. And just to go back to it, Rovers just move the ball so well. There's always an option, always two options in front of them.
Killian Bruder had to do well there to intercept the ball, but Vince Borden's just giving it away again. It's far too easy at the moment. McCormack now skips into it. Nice little touch from Green, but it's intercepted. Now Carlos Sullivan with Lopez on his backside. O'Sullivan does well, now flicks it. There's a man in the middle now if Dervin can see, but Dervin's going for his usual, and he won't get away with that here in Tala. Tried to play it across the line. An experienced player is Kavanagh. You're just wasting your time. The ball was in field towards Hurley, who had a pocket of space.
Yeah, Hurley was completely open in the middle there, and Dervin kind of put the burners on a little bit too early and tried to move that down the line. A little bit naive from him, but United do look a little bit composed when they're on the ball now. I think just they've taken the sting out of Rovers a little bit, just with all those stoppages in play, and that will suit them going forward.
And here comes Nsua charging in there on Clark, and he's left a bit of a follow through there. Maybe a throw to the home side, one of those challenges you have to make. Ollie is secretly fist pumping right inside himself there right now. There's a grit on his face. He likes to see his fullback to do that man ball that works.
Yeah, Asua, he's picked up the he's picked up things since moving here from Finland, and I think that challenge just exemplifies he's really got the Galway United way.
Well, Clark gets himself up off the floor, trots along and hobbles and takes a throw back. He's still holding his hip. I think Bradley is just telling him, will you get on out of that, is the call here. It didn't seem to be that much, but here comes a danger again on the right hand side. Out it goes towards Burns. Will he try and go back on the left? And he goes, cuts in field. He's so beautiful. The ball now from Gaffney. It's Insua again who gets a header on the ball. Dervin is battling here, trying to get the ball back. Clark seems to have recovered. Kavanagh now puts it in, first time, an unusual ball, but headed away by Dervin. But there we go again. It's Noonan who just like a conveyor belt. It's like a magnet to the green and white stripes at the moment. What a ball that is from Kavanagh up towards Gaffney. He's done that a few times, a little in-swinger from the left centre half position. Now the ball over the top. This is a dangerous one. Burns can't get a shot. He digs it across the goal. And Zua takes it on his chest, has to be careful. He's under pressure, all sorts of pressure right back. Does he get the ricochet? He does. Good defending in the end. Good bit of composure there from the right back. But it's just blink of an eye stuff. 1 minute, the ball is in the halfway line. The next minute, it's over on the right hand side. Then it's in the box. It's a scramble, and it's a scramble over the left wing at the moment. That was in the place of 20 seconds.
Yeah, both fullbacks have to be so switched on throughout today. And I think even for Kazim on that far left side, he has to be so aware of Gaffney as well, making those runs out wide and then going back inside. But Gaffney made a mess of that there.
Yeah, he's hit that one back to Toome there. God love him. Shot on the edge of the area, completely sliced it. But again, the amount of time, it's the constant movement though. They're literally pulling United apart. So tactically fluid, this side. They can all play each other positions, and it's that, I repeat, that constant movement. And United are struggling. They've got to 36 minutes, it's still scoreless, but they're going to deserve their halftime cuppa if they can hold on now for another couple of moments here.
Yeah, they're playing some kind of attacking trident, but when Gaffney moves inside as well, it nearly forms a front two with Nugent just in behind, and it's causing United fullbacks and defenders all sorts of problems. And be interesting to see if they do anything, maybe just to counteract that in the second half.
Yeah, free there for the home side. So Vincent Borden was a little bit too eager. Clark is up running down the left hand side again. He's okay, and Lopez now will recycle up towards Kavanagh. I'd love to know how much football the left-sided centre-half has. He hasn't done a lot of defending, let's put it that way as well.
He hasn't had to yet. He's had a couple of runs from Dervin to contest with, but it's all passing out from the back, really, that Rovers defenders have had to do so far. And they're just building up over and over again, and it's just causing United issues.
Lopez now with a big high diagonal, and Zua does well, heads it out on the full there. He's been impressive, and then a little sly one there from Dervin, just flicks the ball in field. Just about gaining seconds, but that matters a lot at the moment, the way the momentum of the game is going. Kavanagh now picks it up, plays the ball infield, where it'll be Watts to recycle. Back towards Kavanagh again, just inside the Galway half, left hand side, in front of the main stand here, is in front of us. Infield towards Lopez. He will switch the play over towards the right hand side. Honoran now, who's joined in Cork from the off season, back now to the former St. Pat's man and the danger man, Burns. Ed McCarthy's trying to tag him. He digs one out to the edge of the area, comes back, the shot will come in, it goes off the backside of Vincent Borden. An important intervention there, but again, just as we say that, it's possession back with Shamrock Rovers. Lopez now pushed up. It's all down to our left-hand side at the moment. Very, very deep set up from United as they try and stem the flow of attack here as we come up towards half-time here in Tala. Lopez, square ball across towards Kavanagh, who goes outside of the left. If that stays in play, it's a wizard of a ball out towards Burns on the right-hand side. McCarthy again trying to hold up the winger. Burns comes in towards the area, digs out across. It's Kazim who gets it away. It's not going to find touch though. Home side will keep the ball from going in, and they'll go backwards and they recycle and then probably attack down the left hand side in front of it. One way traffic by the reigning champions at the moment. Beautiful switch of play, but just to say that Kazim intercepted. Now up towards Ed McCarthy. Hold the ball, please, but they're giving it away straight away. Just gobbled out of it. That's far, far too easy. Ball breaks in the edge of the area. Green now. Can he get half a yard to get a shot away? He can't, because Rob Slevin gets a big boot. Now Dervin now is battling, but just look at the pace. It'll be a free from Green. That's the centre forward just marching back, stopping the quick counter-attack and winning the ball back for the side. That sums up the game so far.
Yeah, just the work right there from Green is exceptional. And then, you know, when he wins that free as well, he's straight back in, takes the free kick, and Rovers once again moving it around the United backline and just trying to pull players out of positions. And United just struggling once again to deal with it as Rovers' tempo has gone up, I'd say, you know, at least twice as high as it was in the, you know, 5 minutes previous.
United get the ball back. It's almost a unique circumstance at the moment. Ball is driven long by Clark. Carol Sullivan gets a touch on it, but you know what's going to happen next. Rovers now switch it over towards the right-hand side. It's gone half-time in all the 7:45 games. We'll give you those scores just as you watch Shamrock Rovers just ping the ball across inside the United half. Gaffney's come just outside the area now. He chips it over this side towards Clark. Clark will go back now. It'll be in-swinger from Kavanagh. Dangerous ball towards the back post, all the way over the top. Kazim just has to flick it away out for a corner. Corner number four from the home side with those half times in the 7:45s. It's 1-1 between Drogheda and Sligo Rovers. As we said, the dream start for Noel King. They're 2-0 up on Bohemians. Shelburne are 1-0 up in Pats in the Dublin Derby. Derry are 1-0 up on Waterford. Here it's scoreless. The corner is fizzed in. It's David Hurley now out trying to battle for possession, and Hurley's won it and then pokes it down the line now, where a crunching challenge comes in on Kavanagh and Dervin, who's in the wars. That was another heavy one over the top there. Dervin felt the full flow of that one. Ollie Horgan is out now having a word with Jason Moore. You see Bradley is roaring coming across the far side. I have to say Trevor Moore has spent most of his time keeping his guard on the goalie bench. He'll have to go back the far side because Stephen Bradley is incensed there as well, and now Ollie has given him a few spades back there as well, getting a little bit heated on the touchline. Would you expect anything different?
Absolutely not. And to be fair to Ollie, he stayed inside his box, whereas Bradley received
This is a bit of a shambles. Ollie is booked here as well, and Stephen Bradley gets booked as well. I think David Dunn, you can just keep that card in your back pocket there as well. No reason for that. The two managers are still having a go at each other. Sometimes the modern game would just frustrate you beyond frustration, wouldn't it?
I can't understand that one. It's just a bit of a back and forth between two managers, what happens in nearly every game.
You want to see that. You want to see a bit of emotion. It's a crunching challenge comes in, and I think Bradley, I know the point he was trying to get out, that United are understandably trying to milk every sort of scenario like that, as Rob Slevin has to do better. He just kicked the ball back, and Cormac will win the ball back and now breaks off Carlos Sullivan. Lopez for the first time puts a high ball. We haven't seen too many of those. Green is battling with Slevin. He'll be out for a goal. We throw, the linesman has just put the flag right, left, and then put it back towards left. I thought I got a last touch off Green. Either way, it's back in the familiar pattern of Rovers building for deep. 41 and a half minutes gone here. Coming up towards half time, it's scoreless. But it's pretty much been, as we expected, one-way traffic at the moment. All about trying to see out the last 4 or 5 minutes of the break as Gaffney finds room on the left-hand side. Kazim shows that bit of burst of pace, but then just drills it in field. He can be thankful Ed McCarthy can tidy things up. First time McCarthy gets a proper possession of the ball. Hurley now down the line towards O'Sullivan, but has Lopez on him. Lopez does well, and just there's no other way Termin doing it. Just gobbles up that possession.
Yeah, you have to do something special, I think, to really get past him. And that ball from Hurley just didn't really have enough on it to give O'Sullivan a chance, and Lopez looked pretty comfortable claiming that one in the end.
United will be absolutely wrecked at half time, but it's just paramount that they can get in at the break scoreless and try and reset. Kavanagh now towards Green, who's out in the left wing the last couple of moments. He's been tagged by Dervin. He slips on the surface but gets back up, and they recycle it back towards Kavanagh. Kavanagh infield and gets a 1-2, then chips the ball down the line, but Gaffney flicks it cleverly infield, but Borden had read it. And here comes Nzua in the right back position, tries to get the ball away, can't, just drills it off a Rovers player up in the air. It goes, Borden gets ahead on it, and then Kavanagh gets in front of Dervin. Ball ricochets left, right and centre, and then Nzua just drives it off a Rovers players, and Dervin is down again. Nzua is down again. United, they're not even making it obvious here, as Trevor Clark and Nzua have a right good go at each other. Nzua is rightfully shown that he got ploughed in that challenge, but I think A. Dervin is in a bit of bother here. The last one wasn't given as a free kick, but he felt the crunch of the challenge on his shin, I think, and is back up in his feet. He's hobbling. He doesn't want to come off at the same time because he knows United can just about hang on here with 11 players, never mind with 10, even if it is only for a minute or so.
Yeah, look, there's only 2 minutes to half time. I think the message now for United is just to get in at the break, and Dervin's been in the wars this half like many of the United players, and he's just kind of hobbling now.
And Zua down the line, Borden gets a flick, Carlos Sullivan gets another, then Lopez comes through, good meaty challenge, and then there's a header, attempt of a header on Borden. It gets a clip of the indicator of Aaron Green, and United will reset. They'll look at the clock across in the scoreboard underneath the south stand. It shows almost 44 minutes. Wait to see how much additional time will be added, and they will pray and try and get right down that tunnel underneath us with the game still scoreless.
Yeah, I think a little bit of frustration as well, just creeping in for Rovers as well, which kind of suits United as well in the style of play that they're going for tonight. And yeah, look, only a minute to go until half time. They'll be very happy to go in scoreless at the break if things do stay the same.
Kazim now finds some room for the first time down the left hand side. He goes down the byline, digs out across, doesn't get ricocheted in just dangerously. It ricochets left line centre. O'Sullivan now in the area. He's down on the floor, nothing doing there. McCarthy scoops the ball infield. Almost danger there. It was like the home defence fell asleep there. A bit of a scramble. Now here comes the counter attack. We haven't seen too many of those on the home side because they've had possession of the ball pretty much for the whole of the game. Green plays the ball backwards towards Kavanagh. United shirts who were deep inside the Rovers area a couple of moments ago just have to sit and reset at the moment. Ball down the line. Gaffney's over on their right hand side. Back it goes again. United's reset and we're about to hit the 45 minutes. Mason Moore has the fourth official board in front of him. Wait and see how much additional time will be played on here. It looks like it'll be keep ball. We'll be happy to see this for the remaining couple of moments as there'll be 1 minute of additional time. It starts just about now. It starts with another Rovers counter attack. United win the ball back and McCormack cleverly goes back towards Slevin, who gets it up just shy of halfway. Bit of an arm wrestle there. Carl O'Sullivan got to be careful. Nice little touch from Clark, but Insua read him and then McCormack takes one for the team there as well. Got his body in the way. Insua gives him a big, big pat on the back. It's a sore one, but yet again, McCormack, he knew he was going to get that on the ankle. The left ankle took the brunt of the challenge. Coming up towards half time, and it's all about winning those dirty balls and just chipping every last second off this clock.
Yeah, McCormack did well there just to use his body and get in ahead of Noonan. And it was inevitable he was going to get caught, and just with only a minute of additional time as well, that really does suit United as they can reset play here.
This should be it. A chip ball down the line, but Borden gets a flick. It's been intercepted though and then booted away by Clark. He only finds touch, so United will keep possession here for the last couple of seconds of the half here. Rob Slevin. And in fact, there won't even be that throw. So it is halftime here at the Tallaght Stadium. It is still scoreless. We're hanging on. We always knew we were going to be in trouble in this game, Joseph. It's probably a little bit more than we would have anticipated. But so far, we're halfway there. But it is just constant bombardment of our goal.
Yeah, it is. Now, you can't think of too many chances where you've gone, oh, that is, you know, very much a let-off. But equally, though, we have really sat in and probably not offered as much going forward as perhaps we thought we would on the break. So, yeah, Rovers just doing so well to move the ball across the box and just... But I think we might see a couple of changes second half, maybe just to try and offer a little bit more threat going forward.
Yeah, just looking at the stats there, Joseph, we don't go too in-depth, but 78% possession for the home side, 10 shots in goal. United have a 22% possession. Ooh, it's one-way traffic at the moment, really. And that's your stat one. That is Kazim is the only shot on target, believe it or not. So Brendan Clark, despite seeing a lot of hoops in front of him in possession of the football, hasn't had a save to make. We'll hope that one continues over the course of the second half here, Darren. But here at halftime at Tallaght Stadium, we're under pressure, but it's scoreless in the interval. Galway United 0, Shamrock Rovers 0.
You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.
It certainly is, but there's a ping ball in the area. This is Gaffney, takes a shot, it's blocked, he ricochets across. United take a desperate breath, but only for long. The ball comes in, it's a penalty for the home side. A ball drilled from close range in towards Insua. Not a lot he could do with it, but the point to the spot comes from David Dunn. So after 2.5 minutes of the second half, it looks like all the hard work is going to be undone here as well. Just a ricochet in the area. United should, the truth be told, have got it away first time. But it pinged around, and then from the left-hand side, it drilled against Insua. Ollie Horgan must have seen a replay back. He's out roaring, and he's too careful. He's already been booked here. But it's a big, big moment. Just in towards the second half here now. Almost 3 minutes in, and it is a penalty to the home side. And here comes a Brendan Clark. Can he have a big save up his sleeve? Or will it be the home side that take the advantage? It's a save from Clark. What a save that is from Brendan Clark. He got down to the bottom post. Ollie Horgan is still roaring at the officials, saying have a little bit of that. But the save from Clark, a wonderful penalty into the bottom corner. Still not danger averted here though, but the save from Clark. He's not the youngest man in the world, but he got all the way down towards the bottom corner. Had a decent bit of power in the end, but Brendan Clark, yet again, what a goalkeeper.
What a keeper, what a save. I don't think you can get much more in the corner than that. The penalty was nearly inch perfect and Clark still got down to stop it. you know, the Ollie Horgan probably has, you know, a few complaints about the decision, but Clark has bailed us out there, and it's a massive save 2 minutes into the half.
Yeah, I would have thought straight away, once that opportunity would have arose, that it would have been the breakthrough. But instead, it is a big, big save. And how much confidence will that give Galway United now over the course? It's a change of shirt there for Aaron Green. But the save is just top drawer stuff. Watts had put it, we're watching a replay of it here, Joseph. He put it right in towards the bottom corner. A decent bit of power. And the big, big paw comes across from Brendan Clark. One change also at the interval that we didn't get to tell you about in the midst of that frantic start to the second half was a change. Ed Durbin, who had been in the wards, he's been carrying an injury in the last couple of weeks as well. But he's been replaced by Stephen Walsh. So it looks like Carlo Sullivan has taken the role on the right-hand side that Durbin had in situ for the first half. And Walshy has gone up top. More defending to do from United as the winner throw. Killian Bruder has put that halfway up the Dublin Mountains with that one, but another one is found quickly. Let's play the ball infield. Horner now plays the ball across towards Lopez. Still United sitting deep. Such is the nature of League of Ireland. It was in a queue at the shop to grab a cuppa there at half time. I get a dig in the kidneys. Turn around as John Caulfield asking him to buy him a Snickers as well. But he kept on saying we need to be keep the heads, keep concentration. And that's pretty much the summary of the game. We're not going to have a lot of the football, but it's just about digging, digging deep, deep here and being so careful. And it helps when you have a goalkeeper like that. There'll be a rare counter-attacks here, potentially one that's half stalled here, but keeping concentration as we saw in the game in AM&DC Park. United did well until one moment down the right-hand side allowed Kenny to get the only breakthrough of the game. We have to be so keeping it on here now.
Yeah, you said it, Jonathan. I think Rovers do have that quality on their side where they can punish you at a moment's notice. And, you know, the penalty there was a let-off, but it can also, you know, act as a springboard, I think, for United. It just gives them a little bit more confidence that things are kind of going their way a little bit tonight. And, you know, you have to remember, that's Rovers' first shot on target as well. So it's not been all plain sailing for them.
Yeah, there's such amount of the football, though. Instead of looking down to our left towards the north stand, we're now down towards the south where the ball goes in. Kasim, if he meant to do that, that is outrageous. He ducked as the ball fizzed past him on the near post. It's gone out for a goal kick to United. You hope he meant that. If he didn't, it's kamikaze stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of a scary one there. And I suppose he's lucky as well that there was no one coming up behind him as well to get a foot on that. But yeah, I suppose we can say it's good defending really, because it's gone out for a goal kick.
Clark now will take every last second, then drives it high over towards the right hand side where Sullivan takes a touch, rolls it back towards Nsua, then he quickly flicks it up the line. Bourne takes a heavy touch, scoops the ball backwards towards Sullivan, but he's taken it too far in front of him. That allows yet again another turnover from the home side. United only have it a couple of phases of possession, and it's back with the hoops now. They find room. Look at all the room Clark has on the left hand side. Breaks into the side to the Galway United half. He's still edging forward with the football. Now chips a low one where Gaffney plays a beautiful little flick over the top. Slevin needs to be careful. A crunching challenge from Slevin out for a goal kick. Double ricochet. I think Slevin hurts himself in the process there as well. Nugent wasn't holding back either, but more brave defending from Slevin. He's been on it so far. I thought he was immense in the showgrounds Monday night as well, but he's going to need to be that and more. We've got to 52 minutes with a big half an hour plus left.
Yeah, immense is the word, Jonathan. I think, you know, you look at all the defensive performances from each individual in the back line this season. I mean, we've only conceded 6 goals for a reason, and Slevin himself has been a massive part of that, and yet again some fantastic defending there. And it's just body on the line stuff, and that's exactly what we have to do. So I think preserve the clean sheet tonight.
Clark being told to hurry up here by a referee, David Dunn. And then he lamps it up the sky, up towards Walsh, but it's won by Lopez. McCormack wins the second ball. Lopez back where it came from. Killian Bruder heads it back towards the middle, where McCarthy now brushes off a Rovers player who threw himself down to the floor pretty lively. That was Watts. He's up. Okay, ball back now with Lopez. Honora now plays the ball back towards Lopez again. And despite the change there, really, Joseph, it's a similar sort of shape, but just that we have Walshy up top now. Hurley takes us on the chest, needs to be careful, goes back towards Nsua, but it's a very similar sort of shape, isn't it? We saw Walsh now will try and tear down these second balls. O'Sullivan on the right, but it's much of the same really for the second half.
Yeah, I suppose there's not really too much to distinguish either half really, apart from we've swapped sides, and that's pretty much all there is to it. I think Walsh is going to have his work cut out really to get anything of note, really. It's probably going to be chasing shadows for a lot of the game, but as we saw in Derry, he only needs one chance. And
ball in, there's a free header, it's missed. Nugent missed it. Still not danger averted. The ball ricochets around, flicks off another sort of body of players there. Could have gone absolutely anywhere. United get it out, but then of course it's gobbled up again by Rovers. Gaffney now, who's over on the right wing, just chips it down the line towards Burns. Burns will give it towards Gaffney, and Gaffney now cuts in field. Looks like he's going to chip one towards the back post. His men over, it's ahead. Comes Green, had more time. Brendan Clark is roaring at the lino on this side for a flag. He didn't look off. That is a big, big opportunity. If he gets more meat on that header, it's 1-0.
Yeah, Green ghost into the back post there, really. I think he kind of evaded seven quite well and managed to slip in there, but got nothing on the header, really, thankfully for United. And Clark managed to claim that one quite comfortably.
Well, ball over the top now for Walshy. Walshy's onside. Walshy in towards the area. Walshy! Walshy's only gone and scored into the bottom corner of the net. What the hell is going on here in Tala? United are 1-0 up, very much against the run of play. One chance for opportunity for Walshy. It's like the Brandywell all over again. I have to question the goalkeeper there. Walshy from the left hand side drilled it across the face of the goal. It started with a kick out from Clark up towards Borden. McCarthy took it on his chest. It was flicked on again for Walshy. He just kept on going and drilled it. We're 1-0 up here in Tala. This is just fairyland stuff.
Jonathan, it's like deja vu from the Brandywell. What a finish by Walshy. In fairness, keeper could have done better for Rovers, but it's another example. United just turning defence. Clark, and he just booted off the pitch, and that's all it took, really. The nice little reverse ball by McCarthy to play Walshy in behind, and all he had to do there was beat the keeper, and he did.
The travelling Galway United support, of course, there's probably a good chunk of those that have been exiled up here in the capital. They're full of life at the moment. Walshy ran all the way across the face of the goal that he scored. But with 55 and a half minutes gone here at the Tala Stadium, it is Galway United 1, Shamrock Rovers 0. But then Killian Bruder slices a clearance and the ball is straight back to Shamrock Rovers again. Where have we seen that before?
Oh, stop. To be fair, their ball boys are very well drilled. So they're getting the ball straight back to them every time. I think that's such an integral part of how they play. They've definitely been well trained. But I suppose when you think a dream starts to a second half, a penalty save and a goal, can't really get much better than that, can you?
No, and this time United will boot the ball long and just give it back. Will there be change of approach really from United? You'd probably say not, because it's been pretty much a counter-attack and set up. You just hope that United don't go any deeper, because Rovers will just play all around them. As I hear, I think, a few tunes of LA, 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 the Galway United variation of that familiar song from across the border.
Yeah, I suppose no. I think in the first half the setup worked quite well. We, you know, limited Rovers really to pot shots, and they've had a couple of chances this half, but nothing major, and I think it's worked well for us on the counter as well, so can't really change too much.
Borden wins and then loses, and McCormick comes through, just ploughs a Rovers player out of the way, but Rovers keep possession over on the left hand side. Dangerous ball, chip on the line. Slevin has to win a header. He does. O'Sullivan now back in right back position, drills it, it ricochets off. It was going to be United throw. The officials deem that it can back off the Galway United player. Rovers either way take it quickly, and United now are just outside the area. You have to be careful here. Back in possession with the home side, and they switch it across towards Burns here. 57 minutes gone. United one to the good here in Tala. Can they hold on? It's going to be a long, long time left. I think we might need Jimmy Cooney to blow it up early again. We're that type of situation, because we are going to look down to our right a lot. The Rovers now are going to try and chip away at the goal. He's touched on a dramatic second half so far, and then United will get a bit of a respite here, because for about this only the second time in the course of the game, they've met a lot of passes. It is out, doesn't find a Rover player, and then Zua will be in no rush whatsoever to take this result in throw.
Absolutely not, Jonathan. Yeah, I think for United now it's just about keeping on, trying to frustrate the opposition, taking their time just to reset the ball when it does go dead. You know, if you do have to feign an injury, do it. Anything you can, really, just to slow the clock down, try and wind it down and keep Rovers frustrated.
Keeper in turn boots it up towards halfway, and Zuma missed the header. This is dangerous. Scooped up in the air by Slevin, then Bruder adds a little bit more onto it. Walshy, the goal scorer, puts it up now towards Hurley, who might have been fouled. Hurley needs to probably be a bit stronger in that situation. Walshy just like a wrestling move, he just fires down Watts down to the floor. Not even trying to disguise it there as well. I'm not quite sure how Walshy hasn't got booked for that. Like, he just, like a rag doll, threw him on the floor.
Yeah, maybe the referee respected the fact that he didn't even try to hide it, but yeah, he definitely...
The only thing you would say is perhaps the referee has it in his ear from the first occasion that maybe it was just about a free towards Hurley in the move 10 seconds prior to that. But either way, it's still United, whose only yellow card is on the bench. Ollie's been got another one for his tally, as has Stephen Bradley in the first half. The clock now, most importantly, showing 59 minutes of action. United one to the good. But I think we'll see more action from the bench here. A strange enough bench, you would say, reflects the amount of players unavailable for Stephen Bradley. 17 injuries and two goalkeepers as well, you noticed beforehand. And you were remarking you saw a lot of the bench in underage action last year in MDC Park.
Yeah, when Shamrock Rovers came down to MDC Park and won the Enda McGill Cup final.
The ball is over the bar there, linesman's flag either way. Rovers have gone noticeable that they have gone a little bit more direct. That's about maybe two or three in the second half alone as the change comes on. And it's the goal scorer from AM&DC Park, Johnny Kenny, the man on loan from Celtic, as if there wasn't enough attacking firepower out there.
Yeah, another attacking change, and he definitely caused problems at AM&DC Park as he comes on for Rory Gaffney, I think it is.
It's Conan Noonan, so he makes way for Kenny. And a bit of a reshuffle now. What will they do up here? Maybe Gaffney might play a little bit deeper on the full. He's dropped deep a lot. Looks like Green potentially has gone a little bit deeper in this moment. Kenny has gone centre forward anyways. Ollie is out there, and Chris as well. Just a line in the Galway United team. There's a Galway United player down in the goal mount. I didn't even see him here. It's Killian Bruder taking a couple more seconds to tie his boot. We've hit the hour mark. United with the one goal advantage. How pivotal will that big Stephen Walsh goal prove to be over the course of the game? Of course, Brendan Clark's save, huge impact on the game so far, but a long, long way to go as United will understandably and expectedly face just a barrage of their own goal right now.
Yeah, I think even more so than the first half, there's going to be an onslaught against the United goal, and it's just about standing firm and, like I said earlier, just trying to frustrate the opposition as much as you can. But more firepower has been added to that front line with Johnny Kenny coming on, and I think the movement that they offer collectively, Green, Gaffney and Kenny, is going to cause that back line some amount of issues.
So a big half an hour to come here at Tallaght Stadium as Kazim just puts his elbow through Burns. Not the way to stop the speedy winger, and has given away a free. And again, he's another player that's hovering on that yellow card mark. He didn't really need to make that challenge. He's given it right down by the end line. Burns was nearly gone with the football, hadn't a lot of space. Instead, now Watts will come out. He'll take, in effect, a corner. It's what, a yard or two in from the corner flag. Over on the right hand side, two man United wall, Ed McCarthy. Although, just as we say that, Kazim moves away from it, so it'll just be the one man of McCarthy and everyone else aside from Carlo Sullivan is inside the United penalty area. Big defending needed now. Between now and the end of the game, goes to near post. It's Nzua who puts it out for a corner. Number 7 for the home side. Pretty much, in effect, take 2 of the set piece a couple of moments ago. Still everyone parked inside the United area. Rovers have swarmed around the penalty spot. United players bouncing on the spot here in anticipation of the in-swinging corner from Watts. Goes towards the back post. Hurley gets half a flick on it, but when he breaks it out, trouble. Sliced effort from Kavanagh. Doesn't get any sort of composure on the football. Slices it over the bar. And United breathe again. Gaffney now playing ball boy, but Brendan Clark just rolls it behind him. And now he's having a little bit of a discussion here with David Dunn, the home supporters. I think those boos will get a little more increase in velocity between now and the end of the game. 62 and a half gone, Galway with the one goal advantage. Can we possibly hang on?
I hope so. I'll say that much. It's definitely going to be tough. Like we said, you know, the extra attacking threat with Johnny Kenny coming on for Conan Noonan adds more threat to that, or more firepower to that attacking front line, and there is that danger. But also, they haven't caused too many problems.
Don't jinx it now, Joseph.
I would just say they haven't caused too many problems in terms of shots on target. Obviously, the penalty was the biggest, but in the first half, you know, we pointed out there was no shots on target from them, and this half, same again. They've been frustrated, I think.
Gaffney now with a beautiful little header infield. as Clark comes forward, early ball in, goes through, it's just about got away, but Killian Bruder, he had to be careful that he didn't make a bit of contact. Now McCarthy now on the left hand side, rolls one to Kazim. It's a crunching challenge, comes in though, but Nugent gets it. Now Kazim has room. Oh, it's just skipped off the wet surface. I think the United wanted potentially a free kick there from a little bit over eager from Nugent. Either way, back into possession of the home side. How many times have we said that? How many times will we say that for the last 27 and a bit minutes here?
Yeah, we've come so far, so hopefully United can hang on, but it's going to be an onslaught, I think, and United just have to pretty much sit deep, hold their position, and just track any runners as well.
A quick look across the grounds. Drogheda are now 2-1 up on Sligo Rovers. Still Dundalk, who are 2-0 up on Bohemians. Shelburne 1-0 up on St. Pat's. Derry have got a second at the RSC. They're 2-0 up on Waterford. Oh, beautiful ball in towards the back post. And Insua got an important header, because Gaffney was pretty much about to pull the trigger on the back post. Insua, from that back post, he could just get contact on it. He flicked it over. Brendan Clark picks it up quickly, rolls it out towards Borden on the halfway line. Takes a heavy touch again, hits traffic, and the ball just will not stick for United. Looks like a potential bit of a counter attack. We're now looking down now again. With home side are coming forward, but Burns now. Borden gets a boot in. McCarthy tidies things up. McCarthy have got a little bit of tug. Borden now boots it up towards Walsh. Walsh flicks it up to himself. Lopez is behind him, and Lopez puts it back to his goalkeeper. It's one-way traffic. We just have to put the seatbelts on here and hope for the best, really.
Yeah, it might be a tough watch for the last 25 or so minutes, but you just say, as Rovers do push up, there might be counter-attacking opportunities.
Room now for Burns. A clever ball down the line. McCormick's back there. How well did he read that one? And it's out for another corner. McCormick just about got some contact on that football, but out at the expense of a corner. Stephen Bradley's looking behind him at his bench. I'm not sure if he's telling the two players out here for a training ground move. United with everyone pretty much inside their area. A one goal advantage. Got 10 minutes to go from Stephen Walsh. We're up on 65. But more and more defending to do for John Caulfield's side. He's set up in front of us. I hope he's enjoying that Snickers. It'll taste sweeter if we can hang on for then in 25 minutes. A flash shot comes in. And it's not a rash effort. It's like Kavanagh's effort a couple of moments ago. I think it's Clark this time is potentially that's taken that effort. United will be happy if they can restrict Shamrock Rovers to that type of an opportunity.
Absolutely, and I think that may be what we see as we approach the 90th minute mark. Just a little bit of frustration creeping in for the home side, maybe trying those shots that they wouldn't have tried in the first half, just trying to force an opening anywhere they can, and that suits United because it just gives them the opportunity to slow play down and take their time getting the ball back into play.
Well, over the top, there's a Shamrock Rovers player going airborne. I'm not quite sure how Vincent Borden can be punished for that one. Nugent went up, nearly gave himself a piggyback off the American, but David Dunn is right beside it, somehow gives a free. Ollie Horgan has the two hands out. The fourth official is just back lecturing off here as well. It's all drama here in Tala. United have a one goal advantage. It will be a remarkable result. Certainly, as we keep on repeating, a long, long way to go. Just shy of 67 minutes gone here in Tala Stadium. Gaffney now down the left hand side. Again, they push forward. United charge into challenges, but it's allowing Rovers to keep possession here in front of the United press. Switch from Kavanagh out towards Burns. Takes it on the chest, just outside the area. Looks to dig out across again. Holds on the ball, spins on the surface, has to get up. Then gets it backwards to Honoran. He's just abandoned the defensive duties. And he's pushed up a right back position now. Almost a right winger, plays the ball down the line. This is dangerous. Looking for the spin off the shoulder. But McCormick wins the ball back, and then Hurley tidies up. He runs into two or three. He's flat, and surely that's a free. Both officials, referee, turned around. Ed McCarthy blocks the resultant throw. Hurley this time intercepts it. Thought he could have got a free there.
Yeah, definitely. He got clashed there. I'm surprised it wasn't given as a free kick, but Rovers once again moving the ball around.
Now they've gone from right to left into centre position, out towards Gaffney. He's almost playing a left winger role at the moment. Kavanagh now picks it up inside left position, drills against Borden, spins up in the air, and Sua heads it forward, but it's only as far as Kavanagh. Kavanagh will just flick it down the line. Gaffney now trying to dig out across from the left hand side, takes a touch back onto his right foot, now goes back on the left, and Sua reads him well and stops the tune native. And Zua then is looking to try and shepherd the ball out of play. It won't stick though, so it's going to drive it down the line, and somehow David Hurley, I was about to say, wins it back, but he wins a throw. and United will take half an hour from this one if they can at all to try and reset. That throw-in got a big roar from the United supporters.
Yeah, we just have to celebrate pretty much everything United get in the last 20 or so minutes, and Asua did well there just to keep Gaffney really from winning the ball back high up the pitch, and he's put in a great shift so far from right fullback.
Yeah, quick glance at the latest scores in the first division. As we said earlier, Cork won the early game 2-0 over Finn Harps. It's Athlone 2-1 up on Cove Ramblers. Bray Wanderers are 2-0 up on Kerry, and UCD are also 2-0 up on Treaty United here as we have about 69 minutes of action. It is Galway United 1, Shamrock Rovers 0. United desperately hang along, trying to hold on to this one goal advantage scored in the 55th minute by Stephen Walsh, who was introduced at half time. Prior to that, a big save from the penalty spot, Brendan Clark denying Dylan Watts. But here come the home side again. Gaffney now chips one from the back post, hangs up in the air, flick down, Burns now takes a shot. No, he just hits McCormack, who somehow gets his foot in the way. Now here's the counter attack. Kasim now has to put the burners on. He gets a bit of contact, he loses the ball, he has to foul his man, but Burns picks it up again. Now this is dangerous, a bit of room here. Burns out to the air, it goes back on the left, hits traffic, the ball runs away, wins it free. The home supporters get that one. It's outside the area, it's a very, very dangerous position. The ball should have been probably up the pitch. Instead, such a dangerous position now, outside of the area, in line with the right-hand post, a couple of yards outside the area. They have an abundance of opportunity, an abundance of selectors from this one now as well. This United wall will have to be brave here.
Yeah, it's a really dangerous position now for Rovers to take this free kick from the edge of the box, and yeah, it's a foul that probably did have to be made. You know, I think when Rovers do add that little bit of tempo to their play when they're attacking on United goal, there's just a little bit of nerve setting in, and I think a foul might be the best outcome provided it doesn't hit the back of the net.
So Brendan Clark is getting his wall ready. It's a four-man United wall. There's a United player lying down to be the draft extinguisher behind that one. And a two-man set up, taken quickly, and it's high and not very handsome, and just hits the Shamrock Rovers lad on the head behind the goal there. Another wild effort. 20 minutes to go, still United with the one goal advantage. Still United hang on, but hanging on the air.
Yeah, hanging on, exactly that. And I think just like we saw there, when the tempo does increase and Rovers kind of attack in droves and with a little bit more pace to what we're accustomed to seeing, that's when I feel like they're most dangerous almost. And again, United just have to hold on.
Ball driven high into the sky up towards Borden again, has a piggyback man on his shoulder. McCormack wins the second ball. How many times do we say that? Half scuffed on by Borden and makes a nuisance of himself. The ball off the shins of O'Sullivan, but it's still Nugent who picks things up from the home side now. He's running down the inside left position, plays the ball down the line where the pressure comes on now. Cuts the ball in field. There's an overlap there from Kavanagh. The ball has gone in full, but only drilled at Nzua's legs. Still not danger averted though. Now flicked infield. Gaffey now plays the ball, square ball down the line. There's room here. McCormack is back. McCormack wins a free side. He's done the carbon copy what he did a couple of moments ago. That runner from midfield, the left hand side this time, the right hand side a couple of moments ago. He just reads the game impeccably.
Yeah, he's almost stepped up since we've come back up to the Premier Division, and it's been two crucial interceptions at both sides of the box for United, and one for Dara Burns there, and then just to win the foul there in our box.
Brendan Clark took that one quickly, but it's coming straight back as fast here. Honor now coming forward on the right hand side. Back it goes. And there is McCormack again, crunching into a challenge. He needs to be careful here. He might lose the ball, and he does. Aaron Green takes it off his pocket. Danger ball in towards the back post. Gaffney takes a touch. Can't get it away and fizzes out again. But in the blink of an eye, the ball is just flashing in towards your box there as well. Any sort of touch, Gaffney can't get it. But we all take a breath. The United players take a breath. United supporters on the far side take a breath. No doubt everyone listening in at home or wherever you are taking a breath as well. 72 minutes gone on the clock watch. United with the one goal advantage. But this is going to be a hang-on job here.
Yeah, Rovers are really pushing now in the last 10 or so minutes and just adding even more pressure to that United backline. And McCormack did well initially there, but once Green picked it up, he knew the ball was going in. And Gaffney, just on the stretch a little bit too much there, couldn't keep it in.
Yeah, three Galway United players are warming up at the moment. Morris Nugent, who started in the showgrounds. Leo Gax is out there. Francie Lamboto also. Chris Calaby and Ollie Horgan having a good conversation with each other. Throw on the halfway line on the right-hand side for United. Down the line it goes, but again, it's over the heads, over Vincent Borden's head, and all he can do is make a nuisance of himself. Kavanagh now just volleys it up in the air, and that allows Gaffney to take a touch, but it's picked off his pocket now by Ed McCarthy. Ed McCarthy down the line towards Hurley, tries to flick it down towards Walsh. Nice little spin around the corner on McCormack, who's in an inside left position, chips the ball over the top. It's supposed to be a cross, turned into a shot in the end. He makes a bit of a mess of himself at the moment, really. It was a bigger opportunity than it looked.
Yeah, Hurley was begging for that ball at the back post, and he just had the arm up. McCormack tried to pick him out, but it was on his weaker left foot and just couldn't get enough curve on the ball, and Post managed to pull it out the sky and shrugged Hurley off when he tried to block his run.
Playing keep ball again inside the United half is Rovers. This is dangerous because Slevin had, Bruder even had run forward into midfield, but McCormack had stepped into centre half. Good reaction. He's almost playing as a third defender at times here. 73 and a half minutes gone here at the Tallaght Stadium. Still United win by a goal, leading by a goal to nil. Still they try and defend. Another wave of Shamrock Rovers attack, and that's a nothing cross in the end, and allows United to reset here again. You're looking at the bench, you see a couple of players coming out, warming up here. You're probably looking at the similar sort of options as maybe Monday night. Franslieb potentially to put a bit of pace on Wazee, maybe, although he isn't fit. Patrick Hickey was often the go-to man as well for a bit of physicality and defensive nous. But Ollie's probably happy enough the way things are going so far.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hard decision to make to really change anything, but equally Rovers have been moving the ball so well, pulling
it's
United around.
It's energy sapping as well, isn't it?
It's energy sapping, yeah, and there was times in the first half where we looked tired, so you can only imagine at this stage of the game how tired they must be.
Burns is certainly a man that's not tired, puts a ball through the back post. It's a free header and it's just wide. I thought it was gone in. Flash past the left hand post. Big opportunity, probably the best opportunity of the game. Trevor Clark hits it wide. Best opportunity of the game aside from the penalty spot there once. Best one from open play, you would say. It's come on the 75th minute. 5,629 people in situ here in Tallaght. The majority of those are of the green and white contingent. The majority of those thought that they might have got an equaliser there.
Yeah, it's once again Trevor Clark ghosting in at the back post and finding himself in a lot of space, and that's the third time this game that's happened, and United do have to be careful of that one. Rovers really exploiting that position, but probably a let off that time.
Still on, we hang on. 15 to go, plus a good chunk of addition time, we can say that early, because United have been streetwise. It looks like it might be a sub to take place because Chris Calabi's coming flying forward here out to have a chat with Ollie. It's a case though, you don't want to change it too much, but I think at the same time you have to be conscious of the energy levels that it is demanding of the players there. Fresh legs will probably be paramount between now and the end of the 90 here. Stephen Bradley is frustrated because Kasim has taken his time here with the throw. Eventually he throws it down the line. It's headed back, then ricochets. McCormack wins it back towards Kazim again and chips the ball down the line off the studs of Burns and out for another throw, pretty much from the same opportunity and same spot there. Gaffney now again playing ball boy. 76 in the clock. It's the United supporters. They're on their feet on the far side. Be a long way, a long way to go yet though. Kazim though just kind of flicks it down the line. David Hurley adds to it. Picked up by Nugent. Nugent infield, it goes towards Kavanagh. Now they try and reset. Ball down the line in the centre circle and spins on it is Gaffney, but he runs straight into the shins of Carlos Sullivan. But they win the ball back, and now Ed McCarthy's in a scramble there. But Honoran gets the ball across now towards Kavanagh. The centre halves are doing, all they're doing is attacking forward with the football at the moment. Half stall there at the moment, but over on the left hand side towards Gaffney. He has the overlap, but he cuts in field. But Vincent Borden gets a big boot in the way. Now David Hurley up towards Borden. Heavy touch back towards Hurley now. Long ball over the top for Stephen Walsh, the goal scorer, runs in front of the United supporters, has an option in field, and he finds Borden. There's a big switch on towards Ed McCarthy, and he just couldn't get it to him. A better ball there, and the Limerick man is two through on goal. But instead, it's Rovers, and I suppose that's really where something might potentially up between now and the end of the game. Obviously, defending is the number one duty, but as the home side, you saw both centre halves there, deep inside the United half. There might be a pocket of space in the counter attack as well.
Yeah, you can see that there. There's only really one man staying back just to keep an eye on Stephen Walsh, and when that does happen, the ball is on if United do win the ball back and move it quick enough. But the ball there from Vince Warden just to try and switch it across to Ed McCarthy didn't come and didn't have enough pace on it, and it was well blocked by Pico Lopez.
Burns again. This time McCarthy's doing some defending. He has options in front of him, chips it down the line. Walsh is running from deep. Walsh goes through two or three players, but Kavanagh comes across to tidy up. He has Lopez in field and he just passes it across him. It's just Walsh. All he can do there is make a nuisance of himself. Now Gaffney again on the left hand side. Himself and Burns now are getting the majority of the football as Rovers try and attack down both flanks. United sitting in a central position at the moment, deep inside their own half. It's Gaffney from the left wing, puts a cross in towards the back post. That isn't very good though, and it just about dribbles away. Clarkey is in left back position. He needs to get rid of this one quickly. Up towards Walsh he does, and it just goes off the knee of Lopez, and he just knees it into the United bench. It'll be a throw for United. There'll be no rush whatsoever to take this one. Everyone looking at the clock, 78 and a half minutes gone here, still the one goal advantage. More fresh legs coming on here. Matthew Britton, the latest to be introduced here in the coming seconds. He replaces Roy Gaffney. That's probably a strange one, maybe reflective of the last cross there, but Gaffney's been a danger man against his native county.
Yeah, he's caused problems throughout the game, and he's been ghosted into those positions really that have been causing United so many problems. I would say more so than the rest of the Rovers attack, but I suppose as well, you know, he's been had a few niggling injuries as well this year, so it probably makes sense that he has come off.
McCormick was just roaring at the bench there because he wanted a bottle of water there as well, and had to wait a couple of seconds more than he liked. So Ollie Horgan has the notebook out again, looking at the tactical shape now. We'll see how that is reflected with the latest Rovers change. And again, the ball is off Lopez. This time it's deep inside the Rovers half. Walshy making a nuisance of himself there again. Ed McCarthy might go long for this one because Rob Slevin and Killian Bruder, the two centre-halves, are making their way up. Probably the first time, no, it's just one goes up, Rob Slevin goes up, and Killian Bruder goes. McCormick is telling him go, and then Bruder says no, we'll go safety first. So here comes a throw from the left-hand side, as we're about to hit 10 minutes of normal time left here, with United leading by one. McCarthy with his first long throw of the game. It's flicked over in the air, and then headed away. Added onto over there by Britton, the substitute. Oh, a bit of a mess there from Mensua. David Hurley might try and tidy things up. Just about, can all he can do is just be a nuisance. Nugent now picks it up. McCarthy with a cynical enough challenge. But now there's room on the right hand side where Burns. Kazim is in front of him. Burns breaks inside the area, cuts in field, goes past McCormick, takes a challenge, goal. Deflection off the boot of Killian Bruder. Out for another corner for the home side. It could have gone anywhere with 10 to go.
Yeah, you could see Burns only had one thing on his mind there, and that was to cut in and shoot, and he managed to shimmy past Kazim and McCormick, but Bruder was there with the vital interception just to hit it out for a corner. But more questions here for the United defence to answer.
Defending yet again is the number one duty for United, but they have 10 minutes plus addition time to hang on to the one goal advantage. Ball in towards the box, and surely that's a free out. United players clattered in the process of heading the ball. David Hurley has to put it out for another corner. That's corner number 10, but I was sure that would have been a free there. Referee now is going to call over Stephen Walsh, who was booked for telling Mr. Dunn that he disagreed with that last decision, or lack of a decision perhaps. He's the first United player to be booked. Ollie Horgan, as we touched on earlier on, has been booked also. But a corner now from the far side. Everyone swarmed inside the United box. More and more defending to do. Whipped in. It's a good ball in towards the area. It's a head on through. Dukes had a clean contact out for a goal kick. And it was Honoran coming through the crowd there. The Cork City man and United player Stephen Walsh. No, it's not Walsh. He's running away. It's Conor McCormick. He makes his way back up onto his feet here. But I think he's just being streetwise, showing the experience, knowing that he can buy maybe another 30 seconds or so off the clock.
Yeah, a collection there. Clark, Slevin and McCormick all just taking their time to get back to their feet and restart the play. And I think it's probably ideal for United, really, just to slow things down for as long as they possibly can. And Rovers, you can tell, are just getting that bit more frustrated.
There certainly are 9 minutes of a normal time left. United leading by 1-0. Here in Tallaght Stadium, Walshy, the goal scorer, gets the ball back towards Carlo Sullivan, who keeps on going, but he's literally 1 versus 5 there, wasn't it? It was just remarkable stuff.
Yeah, I think it's defence first, and that has to be the motto for United in the last 10 or so minutes, and you can understand why, protecting that one goal lead. But chances will open up, I think, as the hosts just, you know, try and get themselves back into the game.
As we keep on repeating ourselves here, it's all about holding on, keeping the back door shut. I think United will be making their second change of the game in the next couple of moments. Ball fizzed in towards the area. McCormick again somehow gets across the football. Ed McCarthy now runs into trouble, gets clattered, doesn't get it free. The ball is gobbled up. This is Daner now on the edge of the area. It's still Daner on the right hand side, off the shins of Slevin and out for a corner. He wanted a goal kick, corner number 11. Change, I think there's about two changes to take place. Morris Nugent is about to take place. It's Ed McCarthy is still down in a heap there after that last ricochet. Maurice Nugent is stripped and ready to go. Those changes won't take place, I don't think, until after this corner is taken. More defending to do. Clock shown 7 minutes of normal time left here at Tallaght Stadium. McCarthy is limping back to his feet. He's going to have to come back and defend in case they take a short corner here. From the right-hand side, again, everyone swarmed in the area. Brendan Clark encouraging concentration from all his side. Now, here comes a David Dunn, and I think Ollie Horgan might be joining us in the stand. He's already been booked. So here is yellow card number two for Mr. Horgan. And no, it's Chris Callaby who's going to get this one. So we do have the full complement. It's like communion cards going around the place there. It is confirmation and communion season. David Dunn is in on the act there as well. So you'd say the both two main men on the United bench have been substituted. David Maurice Nugent is going to watch on as the corner comes in towards the area. It's a header cross goal. Oh, it's equaliser despite the best efforts of Brendan Clark in goal. And it comes on through. It's Hooneron, I think, that's got the connection there. United have been undone. But the equaliser comes here with 7 minutes to go. It's 1-1. And now United really, really, really have to hang on.
Yeah, it's 6 minutes now for United just to hang on and preserve, at least come away with a point. But you did feel when Rovers were just building and creating so many chances that one was eventually going to give. And that proved to be their undoing from the corner.
Yeah, well, United will be disappointed to be undone from the set piece. Brendan Clark got a big, big save, our hand on it, just couldn't keep it out. And now United, as you see, Maurice Nugent to be introduced here. He is going to replace a David Hurley. But as we said, unfortunate, we'd have taken a draw at the start of the game. You always get a bit more excited when you do get the one goal advantage. But hanging on now, as Ollie Horgan is encouraging everyone forward. Regan Donlan is stripped and ready to go as well. He'll be coming on in the next couple of moments. But the United rear guard has been undone from a set piece. And Ed McCarthy is also going to be replaced here. Regan Donlan will come in now. So that is a double change here from Galway United. Donlan into the action for the last couple of moments, as is Maurice Nugent, David Hurley and Ed McCarthy, the players to make way. 5 minutes to go. It's 1-1 here in Tallaght. Now, you feel like there's going to be an even bigger wave of Rovers attack. As the ball ricochets around, United push up, and they win it now with Borden, up towards Walsh. Walsh now towards Donlan, first thing, there's not a lot of players in the box. He chips the ball in, it's not a bad ball. Kavanagh puts it up in the air. Now Walsh goes for a bicycle kick. That's audacious, but he doesn't get any connection on the football. And up it goes, McCormick doesn't win the header. Bruder gets a connection on the football. Borden, someone flicks the ball down the line, and Borden now. Surely that's a free from Borden, as we plough down, and now United get a very attacking set piece here. And this time the players will certainly much go forward and try and concede and like then try strike twice. Can they get a second score here at Tallaght? It's a big, big opportunity here, just on the edge of the area, on the left-hand side. Regan Donlan is in, will fancy an in-swinger. McCormick, perhaps, with the outswinger. Rovers are not taking any chances. They have everyone inside their own box. Perfect time to get a goal.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good reaction from United since conceding. Just the minute or so, they have pushed forward, and it's a massive chance here just to get a ball in the box.
So it's going to be an in-swinger by Donlan. Not a bad ball in, flicked across, and then just as the ball ricochets around and Vincent Borden was about to take a shot and goal, a free out for an infringement deemed by David Dunn in the middle of the area. They take a rolling ball, and now Mr. Dunn has just been silly. Does play on.
Nearly looked like the follow-up was rolling more
it
than the first.
It certainly was,
one.
Yeah, there was more movement on that ball. But it's on we go, and now the home supporters are on their feet. They want a late winner. United want to hold up shop here. Now it's into the ball in towards the area. This time it will be a free out. A ray of boos across the Tallaght Stadium here. It's 1-1 with 3 minutes to go. It was Johnny Kenny actually got the contact on that through the sea of bodies in the back post. Since twice he scored against United since he's come loan from Celtic. It was the winner in AMDC Park. We're hoping that it'll be just the equaliser here in Tallaght. 2.5 to go, 1-1. Free out now for Brendan Clark to take. He got a good chunk on the ball. He'll known Clark.
Yeah, look, there wasn't really much you could do about it. He did so hand to it. It was right in the top corner, but I suppose it was coming.
So long ball up towards the sky, flick backwards. Walshy gets it, chips it down now towards Donlan, who's playing in the left wing position. Chips the ball infield. Lopez makes a mess of it now, you know.
You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.
It is still 1-1, Darren. We're a minute and a half into 5 minutes of additional time. You've missed nothing, really. We've a stoppage here. There is a player down in the United penalty area. So still 1-1. John E. Kenny, header, has cancelled out the opening goal from Stephen Walsh. You add in, of course, the save also from the penalty spot from Brendan Clark. And now there's a little bit worrying as the medics make their way out. Did you catch Joseph, who has gone down injured in that behind the body of a sea of bodies there in the United penalty area? Stretchers coming out as well. It's a United player.
Slevin, I think it is.
It might be Slevin, isn't it? I think it, yeah. So this is worrying as we see the stretcher coming out here as well. A lot of the home supporters are taking this as an opportunity to try and beat the traffic. Slevin is back up on his feet, so the stretcher won't be needed. But I think his day is done here as well, as Conor O'Keefe is stripped and ready to go. You'd hope that that isn't long term, with Derry to come on Friday night to him in DC Park. He's been a standout player. He's holding his head now. There's an ice pack to it. He's a warrior. It'll take a lot for him to come off, but he has making a way here in additional time. And United hope that this game almost peters itself out now as well, and keeps scrappy for the remainder of the 5 minutes additional time. We're well into the 5 minutes. That's the only thing that you would say.
Yeah, we're well into it, and it does seem that it was just a clash of heads rather than anything in the lower body, which could be some comfort. Hopefully nothing too long term. But yeah, Conor O'Keefe just on to replace Rob Slevin now.
Yeah, so see what way that reshuffles. O'Keefe will play centre half for the last remaining bit of additional time here. Technically two to go, but you'll have a bit more additional time as well after a result of that injury to Rob Slevin. We hope he's okay. I see Anthony, the doctor, about to come through. Brendan Clark is winding up the home supporters and then drills it high into the sky over the head of Regan Donlan. It goes. Donlan now retrieves back, and Kazim will head it down the line. Doesn't get good contact out for a throw. He would better served if he could got some connection down the country with that one. United really have to stand strong here for the last couple of moments. 1-1 here in Tallaght Stadium. And here come the home side again, down the left-hand side. As we see Patrick Hickey going to sprint quickly and get changed. We thought we might see him before long. Surprised he didn't even come on, perhaps as a replacement for Slevin that time. Again, Rovers keep possession, but it's out the halfway line. Now the cut ball in field. A little bit of Clayson play. It was intercepted over there by Morris Nugent, but straight away back it comes towards the home side. Now the attack down the right hand side. Burns, yet again the go-to man, will get back on the left. That he does. He finds half a yard, whips it towards the back post. His men over in the back post. It goes through the lot in the end. Patrick Hickey is stripped and ready to go. Probably take your pick who he's going to be introduced. You'd nearly say the player the furthest away.
Yeah,
it will be like for like though, Vincent Borden. We see that quite a lot.
Yeah, just a like for like change in midfield, keeping the height, keeping the physical presence, and just probably just going to be back in the United box whenever Rovers do just have any opportunities to cross, and just nod the ball away whenever they can, because once again Dara Burns trying to swing one into the back post.
You know he's going to go back on the left, but it's still impossible to defend.
He's just so good at it. He's so dangerous, and he's hit a couple on his right as well, and they've proved to be dangerous for United too. And if Trevor Clark ever gets there, it's always asking questions of Brendan Clark or a centre back just to get rid of it.
So the 5 minutes are up. We'll be play a little longer as a result of that injury. Rob Slevin, and on we go. Still 1-1. United just need to stay strong here for the last couple of moments. There'll be more attacks as Morris Nugent just clatters into Johnny Kenny, who sprints up to his feet straight away. David Dunn now as well on both sides. He's just nonsense stuff. Just take the throw. He wants to put him back half a yard for all the difference it will make. Rovers now, they switch it over towards the left hand side. For once, a bit of a poor ball by Lopez. Just stalls the momentum of that attack. Back towards Lopez again. Walshy is in front of him, but he doesn't charge him down. Over towards Honoran on the right hand side. How much more additional time will be added on here? This would be cruel if there was a late breakthrough. Still, they keep possession. Still, they ping the passes around. O'Keefe now is going to wait expertly back there, and Brendan Clark comes out. What a game he's had in goal. Obviously the penalty spot, but the experience and the calmness that he just generates all around him.
Yeah, he's been absolutely massive throughout the season, and tonight he's been absolutely immense. You know, the penalty stop obviously being the highlight, but just the calmness and composure he exudes for the United defence.
More defending to do. McCormack plays a straight ball. It goes off the shins of Nzu. Nzu has to go back defending. He'd be better served a foul, and he just bulldozes a player out of the way. One last attack we feel here. A free from over on the left-hand side. A couple of yards out from the edge of the area. You'd imagine this will be it. We've played 6.5 minutes of additional time here in Tala. It's 1-1. One last attack. One last opportunity for United to stay strong. One more ball going to be fizzed in from the left wing. And can United hold on? It'll be a valuable point here on the road against the reigning champions. I'm sure over on the other side of the city, Damien Duff is watching on. He's seen his side beat St Pat's by goal to nil in the earlier game. Ball fizzed in towards the area. It gets a head on it, but over the bar it goes. And I think that's all she wrote here in the next couple of moments. But the time Brendan Clark gets rid of this football, I think we'll hear three sharp whistles of David Dunn's whistle, and I think United will be very pleased if they can hang on here. You always dare to dream when you do have the one goal advantage, but I don't think you can deny, as David Dunn still lets play to go, and I thought that would be the end of it. Hickey misses the football. Walsh just clatters into a Rovers player, and it's take two, and then there's a wild boot comes in on Regan Donlan. I'm not quite sure how he'll get away without a yellow card there as well. Just about scrapping here now. Players are just messing here, and a United player, Morris Nugent, will be booked there as well, and the free should go back another 10 yards. And still not in the right spot, and he's still, Ollie Horgan is pointing that out as well. So we said it the last time, but this is surely one last attack. Down the right hand side they go. United need to stay brave again. Chip ball in towards the area, towards the back post, and Clark is out. Clark commands himself, drops to the floor, and surely that is that.
I hope so, to be honest. Yeah, we thought it was a couple of minutes ago, and after that save from Clark, you'd imagine the full-time whistle's going to go now.
8 minutes into addition time. We're supposed to have five. I don't think Rob Slevin was down for three, but Mr. Dunn is going to rack up the overtime here. Ball just inside the Rovers half. Still on we go. He's not in a rush home. A good chunk of the Rovers players are still making the way towards the exits. But certainly, I'm not quite sure where this addition time is coming from. And eventually, there is the full-time whistle here in Tala. A point on the road, a valuable point, you would say. You'd have certainly taken it before the game. I tell you what, Joseph, you'd have taken it halfway through the first half when it was bombardment. Obviously, we're all greedy. When you see Stephen Walsh getting the opening goal in the 55th minute, you're thinking, maybe this is our night, particularly when you throw in the penalty save from Brendan Clark prior to that. But this is a huge, huge point on the road.
Yeah, it did seem like the stars were aligning to get the 3 points, but you have to take a point on the road away to the league champions, and you know, a team that's going to be right up there, if not on top, at the end of the season. So it's a massive point for United, and you know, an overall good performance, really solid defensively, and I think, you know, it's massive confidence to take into the next game at home to Derry.
Yeah, it sees the results. It sees United move up to fifth position in the table. Nothing to be disrespected with that at all, but he said the games are coming thick and fast, and then the big one, as they all are these days it seems, on Friday night in AIM and DC Park, where Derry will be coming to town. They'll be disappointed trying to avenge the defeat in the Brandywell, and then it's a double game week as the travel to Dalymount on Monday for the trip up to Bohemians, and then the small matter of a derby back in AIM and DC Park on Friday. Games coming are thick and fast, but it's been a hang-on job. But United, as the United players go across to that travelling supporters from their maroon armies, the maroon and white big flags are swinging here in Dublin 24. A valuable, valuable point.
A valuable, valuable point, Jonathan. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And we look ahead now.
And of course, don't forget, another big game tomorrow for Galway United, just over the road. You should have brought your overnight bag, Joseph. Phil Trill's women's side, top of the table. It's a huge, huge game against Piemont. We don't have a lot of time. I know you're on commentary duty tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But another big result. I think a lot of people are making the weekend out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Return to league action for Galway United's women's seed, and it's going to be a massive game against the league champions.
Here against the men's league champions, it's been a valuable point, Aaron. It's finished here in the Tally Stadium. Galway United 1, Shamrock Rovers 1.
You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.